Mr. Anderson called you about 3 minutes ago.
3 minutes?
Uh-huh.
I talked to him about 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. This was while you were from your room to here.
All right, get him on phone.
And Mr. Bundy's on 90.
We're going to carry on these discussions this afternoon. What are we supposed to do?
You got a memo from Comer which summarizes it. Everybody's in a good mood and the communique is agreed, and all you need to do is apply one more coat of paint to the Prime Minister, and it doesn't need to be long. Did you do that intelligence talk with him? Have you done that part?
Yeah.
Well, then I think you really, it's a replay, Mr. President. It doesn't have to be long.
Well... tell
the
state.
The thing to do, I think, if you don't want to carry it heavy, is not to have too much of it. To have 10 minutes privately, and then bring him in and go back and forth in the cabinet room, and I'll tell the state people to be ready to take a lead.
All right, that's what we'll do then. He'll come in here 10 minutes. I may run a little late. How long late can I keep him? 5 minutes?
Oh, sure. Actually, the prompter the better, Mr. President. It's better to have him prompt and get out early.
Well, my problem is I've got Anderson calling me back on the other phone right now.
Bob Anderson?
Yeah.
Aye.
He's rather insistent to
I know he
that
is.
Call, and I don't...
I really don't think it matters. My instinct is not strong. I was presenting his arguments. My own view is, with George going in on Friday afternoon and with a language barrier, a nice, friendly, warm letter from you is just as good, Mr. President. I think that the old boy is using the telephone because he thinks you want to. He's never been fond of the telephone. In fact, the legend is he never uses it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Bob's a pretty determined fella.
You hear anything from out there?
No, we have no cables from out there, and we weren't planning any phone calls. They'll be back in tomorrow morning, but I can get you an overnight report if you want one.
No.
Just as soon as let them finish their work, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that went very well this morning, Mr. President, and I think the tickers are very good.
Okay, Laird's saying that McNamara has given them a plan for invasion of the North. Well, all I said was
that I
knew of no such plan. I don't mean that we haven't got plans for any contingency, but I've proved no plan to invade anything.
Well, why don't you have George clarify that if you think it's worth it? I'll talk to him about it. But I think I'd just leave it alone. I just leave it alone. I wouldn't get in an argument with Laird. He's too small.
Okay.
All right, sir.